Schmoes Know presents Horror Flicks, a podcast covering all things horror, suspense, and psychological thrillers in the world of cinema. And now, here are your hosts, Cobster and Cody.
So then Dobby was like, no, I'm not going to pay you for just a lap dance. You got to give me more than that, you know?
Yeah.
And then she's like, no, I'm going to get Jumbo, the security guard over here, to kick your ass. And I was like, no, Dobby can defend himself whenever he wants. You
puny
know what I'm saying?
Humans. All the Decepticons, we never liked them.
Have you ever been to a strip club?
I've tried it once, but Lord Megatron wouldn't let me.
Really?
No, he wouldn't.
Dobby likes strip club. It's a magical place.
What are you doing, Starscream?
Oh, Lord Megatron, I didn't mean it, I swear.
Tell Megatron Dobby says hello.
Hey, Starscream, what are you doing out here?
Oh, Marky Mark, suck my dick.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Welcome to another episode of Horror Flicks. That was just a pure ball of randomness, and we don't give a fuck.
Yep.
We got MC Upham over here.
What's up, guys?
And I'm Cobster, and we are here in the house of hell, talking about horror flicks.
I get it, because it's hot in here.
I
see what you did there.
It's hot in this room, and okay. I can't stand it. I had a really shitty week this week, and you know what? We're going to shit all over some crappy remakes.
We're going to not shit on the good ones, though.
Don't get us wrong. There are some really great horror remakes out there.
But we're going to take big steaming dumps on the back.
I'm going to squat my pants down. Put him right in
He's
my
not
butthole.
Joking. He's, he
and,
has his hands ready to go.
And serve it like some sweet-ass chocolate.
Good God, man. Okay.
Dude, this week, this, not
you had
only,
a bad week.
Not only are we going to be talking about some shitty movies, this was a week of shit.
Okay,
really
so we're talking about
to
some
get
poop.
Into it. But right. We'll talk about some of the best and the worst horror film remakes,
mm-hmm.
reboots, recalibrations, because that's a fucking title now.
They
announced that they're going to be doing another Halloween movie, they were going to recalibrate it.
Why? Because there's already been a remake? Is that what it is? When there's no word to describe a second remake, it's a recalibration?
There's been a remake, there's been a reboot.
Fucking lazy
now
asses.
It's going to be recalibrations.
Ugh,
it's
whatever.
Ridiculous.
Reloaded.
So this is going to be a very angry show.
We're pissed off today, guys.
I'm going to punch a forehead. I don't know who's.
You're going to punch it? Don't let it be my forehead.
There's only two other things in this room. That's you and my dog, and I'm not going to hit a dog.
Sorry, Ringo. Okay, fine.
So let's get into it. Well, first of all, before we get into the news, I want to say a big thank you.
Let's change the tone here. And get happy.
Let's stop being a little negative for a little bit, and let's bring up some happiness, some optimism to the room. And I just want to say a big fat thank you to everybody out there who listens to this show,
yes.
Because we're seeing the numbers, and they're getting higher and higher.
We are still, as of today, we're in the top 20
yes.
in the TV and film on iTunes, which is insane for like a week without doing a new episode.
It's really awesome because we're just two dudes who just love talking about horror films, and that's it. I mean, you look at Mark and Christian; they were just two guys talking about movies on a camera. And doing the same thing, and look where they're at now. I would love to get to a point like that, and it's all because of you guys.
It just warms our little hearts, our little angry hearts. You know, we
our
can't thank
angry,
you guys enough.
Disgusted, filled hearts. All the comments, all the tweets, all the messages we get on the
even the
flicks,
troll comment.
Even the
remember
yeah,
that guy?
Yeah, that guy's the best. That guy's actually my friend Tim. He's actually
Is
a drug
he?
Addict. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's okay. He's
okay.
fine. Yeah, he'll be fine. He's the best. He's the
okay.
best.
He's the best.
But yeah, in all seriousness, we really appreciate it. We hit number 11 on the iTunes of TV and film, and
which
that's
is our high. That's
really,
our career
that's,
high.
That's the highest we've got. The highest before that, I think, was like 16 or
yeah.
15 or something like that. We hit 11. Cody sent me it because he's constantly checking it, and so am I.
All day, every day.
And I wanted to cry. I really did. So I appreciate it. And you know, last week's show was really great. It's
it
one
was.
Of the highest ones right now. Good thanks to Stacey. A lot of people like Stacey.
Yeah, she's cool.
Maybe
she
we'll bring
job.
Her on a couple more times.
Yeah.
Or not, because she's got a filthy fucking mouth.
Yeah.
That's
calm
okay.
down, Stacey. Good
Anyways,
job.
So yeah, I just wanted to get that out of the way and give you guys a big old mwah. That's to you. Don't take that one way or another.
I wish you guys could have seen him just kiss the microphone right there.
Yeah.
That was quite
well,
the sight.
Well, I didn't because you would have heard a peek.
Oh.
Stupid.
Oh, fine.
Anyways, so let's talk a little bit about the news. We're recording this on Thursday. We usually do this Wednesdays. I got busy. You just got back from the Schmoes and the Movie Show. I'm sure you're tired.
I'm tired.
I'm tired. So let's get this out of the way. Some news stories. Did you ever see The Cube? Or a cube?
No, I always wanted to.
They're all stuck in this like this cube, and they're getting killed off, kind of Final Destination
style. And they're remaking
it? And they're remaking it. Lionsgate.
That's fitting with today's topic on the show.
Of course, absolutely. Poltergeist is coming up in a few weeks, and I figured, why not? Let's talk about some remakes.
Okay.
So the writer is John Spahitz.
Oh!
Yes.
The guy who's doing Doctor Strange.
Yes.
Oh,
wow,
that's
you know
the Channing Tatum one.
Yes.
Oh, I heard about this today. I didn't know that's what it was.
You did hear about this.
Okay,
yeah,
my bad.
He was actually the original writer for Prometheus. He also did Passengers. And he did The Mummy, but I have a feeling this is The Mummy remake that he's going to be writing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I don't think he would have written the other one. But yeah, so the original one came out in 1998. There was a sequel. I didn't see the sequel. But the first one's pretty cool. It's pretty damn graphic. So I thought that was really interesting. Ouija 2 has a thing. I know. Universal Pictures has picked it up. Why? Because of money. So that's a thing. If you guys are video game fans out there, Dead Island 2 has been delayed. I never played the first one, but I heard it wasn't good.
It was, and I had a buddy who had it, and I was so excited because that trailer was great, and then I played it, and I'm like, this is nothing like the trailer, and I just never went back to his house to play the game. I just never had any interest.
The trailer was cool. I remember seeing that, but other than that, and then there was a poster release for I want to say Elijah Wood's next horror film, Cooties. It's a really cool poster. I'm unsure if there's an actual trailer out. It hits select theaters and VOD September 18th, and it's actually opening for the Stanley Film Festival tonight, actually. But check out this poster. I'll throw it up there on the thing, but you can check it out too. It's really cool. This dude seems to really like horror and enjoy it, so it seems like this movie could be a lot of fun. It's just like a crosswalk a sign, and I think it's just gonna look, I think it looks pretty funny.
Okay,
so,
awesome.
Hoping for the best with that one.
Speaking of video on demand, our movie buddy, it finally has a release date. The movie we've been waiting, what, 6 years for?
Area
51.
There you go. That's
is
the one.
Gonna
that
come
out,
guys.
Yeah,
hit that audience laughter button right
dude,
now.
That's so funny because we were just talking about it, I think like last week, and then literally after we recorded Horrorflix, all that stuff came out. I stopped watching that trailer halfway as well because I wish I did.
I watched the whole thing, and I think
did?
I saw way too much.
Oh, I saw up to the point where they're about to like get in the Area 51. Yeah. I was like, okay, I don't want to see what's going on inside, and it's very different than I imagined it to be. It actually. A lot better. It doesn't seem...
I was going to say that. For a movie that's been delayed for 5 or 6 years, it doesn't look that bad.
No.
You know what I mean?
Actually, it's like on a caliber like
there's some cool
epic
sequences.
Level.
Yeah.
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 It was just, you know, it's kind of going against the grain of what I thought this found footage film would be like. It doesn't seem like the typical...
It's different kind
of
horror that I expected.
It
out
almost
of it.
Doesn't
it's
even
like,
seem like
yeah.
horror. It just kind of seems like a thriller, if anything, you know? Like a conspiracy thriller. So I think it could be very interesting for a film that was probably filmed how long ago?
At least 4 or 5
years when
ago.
When Paranormal Activity came out.
Yeah.
It looks really, really good. So I'm excited for it. I've been waiting for this movie ever since Oren Peli kind of just arose to power.
Yeah.
So hopefully this could be his next, because he's directing it too, right?
Mm-hmm. This is his first directed movie since Paranormal.
Yes. So I'm hoping for the best because... he gave us something really great with Paranormal Activity, and let's just hope that he can bring us something again here. So I'm excited for it. You're excited for it.
Yep.
I'm hoping everybody out there. So let us know if you're excited for Area 51.
Mm-hmm.
So
let's get into our topic of the day.
You want to get into some?
Let's talk.
You
want to
do you want to mix it in, kind of go back and forth on some shitty ones, some good ones. You want to start off with bad.
Yeah.
And then go with good, or you just open form kind of thing.
We'll do an open form. We'll
open
just talk about whatever. You know?
Fuck it. I'm
going to
go
first?
With the
yeah,
first Facebook comment
of
Horrorflix, because there was a lot of comments, and I really want to get to every single one. But Ken Lutz on Facebook says, I thought the Evil Dead remake was awesome. I don't care how much the flack the movie gets. I thought it was great. And before you ask, yes, I've seen the original and its sequels. Very good on you, Ken Lutz.
I cannot agree with him more. The Evil Dead remake was some of the most fun I had at the movies. That was last year. Right? Was that 2013?
2013.
Okay, that was some of the most fun I had at the movies that year, dude. It was
I remember
just...
that. This is when I... Back when I actually did reviews for YouTube and I reviewed this movie, yeah.
Yeah, it was a blast, dude. Like, the... It just went, it had no, like, restrictions at all. It just
went
balls to the wall. It knew what it was doing, and it fucking hit it out of the park.
It took that rated R, and it took advantage of it.
It was originally rated NC-17. I remember that.
Yes,
yeah.
Yes. I'm sure most horror films are like
that's
that, too.
True, yeah.
But, I mean, they really tried for, I think, just pushing it for the hardest R they possibly could. And the fact that everything is practical in this movie, there's no CGI. I think
there
is
a
fire.
There's
I think
some.
The fire is
yeah.
obviously an exception there. Yeah. But the most of the movie is really practical. And not only that, you know, it really honors the original film. Because me, I'm not a big fan of the original film. I actually prefer the remake more than anything.
Interesting. I mean,
it's something about Sam Raimi when he does horror films. I get it. I do. It's just, it's not my thing.
Are you not even like an Army of Darkness type guy?
I've never seen it. I know. I need to go and see
that's
that.
That's more of a straight up comedy. It's
yes,
not really
of course.
Horror,
yeah.
I don't
yeah.
think.
But even the first one was taken a little serious.
That's true.
But as it kind of, I think as time grew on and it got a cult following, it got more of that comedy shtick okay. to it. But yeah, I mean the character, I mean the acting for a horror film too, in a remake especially,
oh,
is really good
in this movie.
And,
yeah.
You know, the brutality, yeah. everything about it. Yeah, I just think it honors
just the
original
whole third
one.
Act, dude. Like, once the blood rain just
yeah.
went down, mm-hmm. I just got the biggest fucking smile on my face. I was like, this is going to be incredible. And
yeah.
then it just kept getting more crazier as the movie went on. It just never stopped. I thought it was
great.
And
that's the thing. It was definitely a more serious version of this world of Evil Dead.
Yeah.
But it was just nonstop fun.
Yeah.
It was a little self-aware. It really was.
Mm-hmm.
We got another one?
Yeah, I'll ring the next one here. Tia Hockett says, I thought the remake of The Hills Have Eyes was terrifying. Any chance you guys will discuss Hellraiser, by the way? Probably.
Eventually, yeah.
Keep up the great work. Love the podcast. Smiley
Thank
face.
You,
Thank
Tia.
You, Tia.
Is that a girl?
I don't know. I think
oh,
so.
Oh, it's a female.
We have a female fan.
There are females that listen to us besides
we have at least
my grandma.
Three now.
This
okay?
is awesome.
This is cool. Anyway, Tia, yes. what do you think of The Hills Have Eyes remake?
I love
Me too. I don't
the
love
Hills
it.
Have Eyes remake. I really do.
I saw it when I was a little bit younger. That was like one of my first rated R movies
yeah.
I snuck
yeah, me too.
Into.
I remember seeing the poster. What's her face
yeah.
with the face on her. Yeah.
Yeah, and like that was just that's kind of sentimental for me. This was one of the first movies I snuck into. And yeah, dude, that movie just it doesn't really get better, I think, as the years go by. It kind of doesn't really scare me too much, but I like it a lot.
It's more polarizing, and it's the shock value, really,
yeah.
of this film. Because if you've seen the original Wes Craven one, it's good. I don't know. I think I'll go as far as say I enjoy the remake more than I did the original one.
Oh, no, I do. Because
yeah,
I don't
I
even
so.
Like the original. There's a few of the original
There's
movies.
There's two.
Is there
I know,
two?
Well, I think there was a third one, but I've never seen anything.
Yeah, I
that.
Just never
second
really
one had, like, a
loved
motorcycle
them that much.
Game. But the
yeah.
second Hills Have Eyes is terrible.
Oh, the second remake?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
The army,
ugh.
Yeah. Ugh. But, no, it's got a really great cast. The acting's really good. And the thing is, too, you really get invested with the family.
Yeah.
Because that's what it really
it's
centered on.
It's
kind of
heartbreaking at
it
times
is.
When you
it,
see certain characters
when you
get
see,
picked off.
And, oh, by the way, there is going to be some spoilers. If you haven't seen any of these movies, we might get into some spoiler territory, but I won't give away too much with this. But
no.
there are certain characters that do die in this movie,
yeah.
and it's heartbreaking because it's literally a family. Because
mm-hmm.
usually when you get horror films, you get the stoner dude, you get the hot chick, you get the jock. You know, you get all these kind of stereotypical characters, whereas in The Hills Have Eyes, both in the original and the remake, it's a family.
Yeah.
And so when multiple people are dying in this and they have a really loving relationship, it's really sad. And dogs die too. And I don't like when dogs die.
That's like one of my biggest pet peeves in movies.
It is heartbreaking.
Dogs.
Very heartbreaking. And a great cast too. Mm-hmm. You've got what's Claire from Lost. You have that one.
No,
kid.
That was Claire.
That was Claire, and then her name's Ellie or Emily something.
Emily the Raven, I think. I
something
think
like that.
I'm
yeah.
gonna look that up.
And then the dad, who was the voice of Candy Cane from Joyride.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's in a bunch. Oh. He's in a bunch of
Can
movies.
We talk
too.
About Joyride one day.
Yes, I love.
I
Joyride.
Love Joyride.
Yeah,
we'll talk about that
really
one episode.
Ah,
oh, that's a good one.
Who else?
I don't know any actors in this movie. They're all unknowns.
The kid
at the time.
From Modern Family. I think he's in Modern... No, Cougar Town. He was in Cougar Town.
Okay.
That kid. And then the guy who plays Jupiter, I think, or one of the cannibals, he's a famous actor as well, too. He's in a couple of George A. Romero movies. But,
all right, cool.
But yeah, and plus the practical effects in that movie, Alexandra Aja, who's the director... Alexandra Aja? I think it's Alexandra Aja.
Yeah.
This dude...
It's a dude, yeah.
Yeah.
yeah I, know that.
I love this guy as a horror director
yeah.
because he did another... remake, whether you like it, people like it or not.
Yeah, this one's tough.
Piranha 3D.
Yeah.
We can talk about this a little bit as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, we can.
I really enjoy this movie. It's a fun horror
spoof. It was fun
spoof.
The first time I watched it, but it doesn't live up
granted,
to, you know.
3D is terrible.
Ugh.
But when you have Richard Dreyfuss just circling around and getting eaten by these really shitty CGI piranhas,
yeah.
it's such a fun movie. And the bloodbath in the Havasu Channel is really, really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
You got Eli Roth in there yelling titties left and
I
right
forgot.
And stuff.
Yeah, I haven't seen
Bing
that since
Rames
came out.
Is in it.
Adam Scott's in that.
Adam Scott's in it.
Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher
yeah.
Lloyd. Jerry O'Connell.
Mm-hmm.
What's her name? Back to the Future's in it. Oh my goodness!
The mom?
No, his girlfriend.
Oh!
Jesus Christ!
Oh!
I'm gonna stop.
Oh.
Please look it up for me. I'm a horrible Back to the Future fan. But I'm a little biased towards Piranha 3D though because I was actually there when they filmed it. I literally
you're in Havasu?
Yeah, because
yeah, my buddy was there when they did that. Yeah,
because my family they have a house up there and we go there a lot during the summer. And I literally walked past Jerry O'Connell and Sue. No, what's her name? Look her up. Damn
I'm
it.
I'm looking it right now. Hold
Back
on.
Back to the Future. She played
Elizabeth Shue.
Elizabeth Shue.
There it is.
There it is. Okay.
There it is, guys.
But Back to the Hills Have Eyes. I think it really honored the original one as well, and it did a lot of the same things the original did, but just made it more modern and pretty damn brutal.
Emilio Amaro agrees. He says, "I think the remake of The Hills Have Eyes is better than the original. Far more gritty and uncomfortable with mutants who are believable nuclear bomb survivors."
Yeah. Oh, definitely. Totally.
If only those poor people climbed in their refrigerators. Ah, good one.
Emilio. Emilio.
I was like, Emilio. Okay, this is going off the rails
yeah,
already.
Hills Have Eyes, that's a really great one. Good choice. Okay. Do you have any that you want to throw out there?
Any good ones?
Yeah. We can
Let's see here. Yeah, you know what? I'll bring one up. Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, yeah.
It's still my favorite Zack Snyder movie.
Really?
Yeah.
I can
you know,
I mean,
like, I love Watchmen. I think 300 is a little overrated.
Dawn
Man of Steel.
Dead's
I actually like Man of Steel more than most people.
Yeah, I can sleep
but Dawn is great. Mm-hmm. I love Dawn of the Dead. I thought he really made his own. Here's the thing. When you're remaking a horror movie, you have to make it your own. You can't do the same exact thing, but then again, you
can't
draw
a copycat like
you
Psycho.
Also can't disrespect the original. This one was a perfect combination of both. I loved this.
Now, that statement, I think some people might say, wait, hold on a second. Because I think this remake might have split people in the world
I know
of
not
zombies.
A lot of people really like it. Yeah,
yeah and I get that. Even Tom Savini, who has worked with George A. Romero many times, has said, no, he didn't say this, but actually he worked on the movie, I think, too, on the remake, I want to say. But George A. Romero himself said about this movie, like, oh, well, it's cool and all, but those aren't zombies, you know? Mm. Zombies don't run. And that's the thing where I think people can say, like, oh, no, those aren't the zombies that I knew, you know. But at the same time, you make a great point by saying you got to make it your own. And Zack Snyder did. And I'm not going to lie. When I saw this, I was probably 6th or 7th grade. Mm-hmm. I remember on USA, they showed the first 8 minutes.
I remember
that.
Yeah, that was like a big deal. I was like,
it
this
was.
Is scary.
And they actually showed the blood and everything to a certain extent. And I got really excited for it. And so from that, I really enjoyed the movie as well. Because I actually had nightmares about this movie, too, because it's terrifying. When you see these fucking zombies running after you, it's not a cool thing. You know, you think about, like, in today's age when we have all these things with zombies, and it's like we basically know how to survive a zombie apocalypse.
We pretty much do.
We have, like, I've had conversations with people like, I would love to have a zombie apocalypse. We did a short film that we parodied that.
Exactly.
Because a lot of people say that. But the reality is, it'd be fucking scary.
It fucking
and
sucks.
If they ran, it would be worse. It would be really worse.
It would be worse.
It really would be. It'd be terrifying. You regular zombie, it's just, I'll just fucking walk around him. I'll throw records at him or whatever. But these ones, they're running their asses off, and it's terrifying. And you know, they still respect the original one. They stick it into a mall. They obviously make it more updated. You got Ving Rhames in there, and this was like a perfect movie coming out at the same time because Dead Rising was out at the same time as well, and I played the shit out of that game. Mm-hmm. I really dig it. And there's some pretty cool scares in that movie, too.
Yeah, there are. Rizika, our good buddy.
At Star Wars Celebration.
Yeah, we should have asked him
awesome
this.
Dude.
Is it Rizika or is it Rosica?
Ooh, that's good.
You're listening to this, buddy, comment it. Like, you know, like how they spell out like dictionary words with like the, like how you pronounce something.
Well, I gave him your phone number, so just
Did
text
you?
Cody.
Oh, okay, cool. Anyway, he says Zack Snyder's Dawn of the Dead is pretty awesome. So good job, buddy. You
good
agree
job,
with Rizika. Us.
I got
anyway.
Another one. Urbinsky. Igor Urbinsky. How's Frankenstein doing? Igor says, I have to mention the remake of Dawn of the Dead again. The first 10 minutes are excellent compared to any other zombie movie, and that damn baby still creeps me out.
Oh, I forgot about the baby scene.
It was a faster pace compared to the original, an excellent soundtrack. I'll agree with you there. Directed by Zack Snyder, who's directing... Blah, blah, blah. Oh, that's right. James Gunn wrote this movie.
Yeah,
who ended up making the best movie, The Guardians of the Galaxy, obviously. Mm-hmm. No other recent horror remake can display such collaboration as Dawn. That's very true. Yeah, it's a really great collaboration between them all. And it was a very successful horror film. And fuck me harder, Steve.
I
always made me laugh.
That's the one that, okay. All right,
really,
whatever.
Really funny. Jarrett, oh my goodness. I
saw that. I was going to say that, but I didn't do it.
Jarrett, dude, I'm going to try
Just
it.
Just say that
I'm
one in the last
fucking try
Don't
it.
Even say it.
I'm going to call you JT after this.
Okay.
But Jarrett Terioste Tashti Jacobs says Dawn of the Dead was a really great remake. I loved it. I hope I pronounced that right. That's
even,
a hell of a name,
even.
Man. Pat yourself on the
back. Bravo, sir.
He also brought up a movie that you haven't seen, which is 1986's The Fly.
Look, everyone already gave me crap for not seeing Werewolf in London. American Werewolf.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Oh, you're gonna get.
They're
that
gonna.
For
I'm
this
gonna get even more now.
Cronenberg
okay.
is one of the best horror film directors ever.
I know.
And I actually didn't see this movie till recently, a couple of years ago.
Okay.
But yes, Jeff Goldblum is this doctor who just he makes like the greatest invention of all time, and it sounds stupid on paper. Like if you read it, a fly gets into this machine, and then he ends up turning into a fly. yes, I know it sounds really stupid, but when you watch the movie, dude, it is the greatest. Modern telling of Frankenstein that we've seen in
really?
A movie in a very long time. Yes. It's essentially yes.
Okay.
Yes. It's essentially a Frankenstein movie.
Oh,
now
okay.
I wouldn't say remake, but it has those same kind of elements of Frankenstein, if you will. But yeah, I really enjoy it. Again, I mean Cronenberg is like the king of practical effects.
Yeah.
It's just a really great story. You know, a lot of the things that these horror movies, and it's a horror sci-fi too, a suspenseful thriller. A lot of things that missing from a lot of horror films in general are just the emotion. You know, you getting invested with characters. Having interesting characters is what's going to interest us into the movie and make mm-hmm. it feel more real. You know, the problem with horror films in general mostly, and especially a lot of these shitty remakes, because I want to get into some of the shitty remakes,
yeah.
is that they're all wooden characters. They're all very stereotypical. We don't give a shit about them. And even if we don't give a shit about them, at least make the movie fun so that way we can see them die off one by one and have a good time with it.
In good ways.
And don't make them annoying.
Yeah.
You know? Like some of the original Friday the 13th movies, you don't care for these characters, but a lot of these movies are so self-aware that you just have so much fun seeing them get their heads punched off. There's literally one where someone gets his head punched off.
Punched his head off.
Yes.
All right, so let's talk about one that me and you have agreed we don't like, but there are some supporters on this.
Okay.
Rob Zombie's Halloween.
Oh, God.
What's your just original thoughts on this?
I can't fucking stand this movie.
Yeah.
I really can't. I'm not a fan of Rob Zombie in general. I get that there's fans out there.
Devil's Rejects I like.
Devil's Rejects is an exception,
yeah.
yes. But when you take the character of Michael Myers and you explain his backstory, that ruins the whole essence of what Michael Myers
yeah.
is. It really is. I understand, you know, him doing something different and going back and explaining his origin story. That's okay. That is interesting. It really is. But that's interesting for a serial killer, not for Michael Myers. Michael Myers is pure evil.
Yeah.
And even in some of the sequels that were to come for a Halloween series, they went into his backstory and explained it a little bit more, which I wasn't a fan of. So when you do the same thing in this one and you see what happened to him as a child, it's not that pure sense of evil. It's an actual physical thing that has happened to him and that has screwed him up and made him a killer, and I didn't like that.
Yeah, look, Glenn Ingram, liked it. He said, I liked the Rob Zombie remake of Halloween. It was something different, plus it had Daniel Harris from previous Halloween films. It did. Going back to your character thing, though, I just, other than the main girl, I didn't give a crap about any of these guys.
No. And what's funny is that one of the girls that plays one of the babysitters was actually Jamie from Halloween 4 and 5.
That's probably what he saw. Is that Danielle Harris?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, she was the little girl. I didn't, you know, some of those characters I didn't mind, but it was the whole, I mean, he's got to put Sherry Moon in every single one of his movies.
Oh, yeah.
And him as the mom just didn't work for me, you know? And then you've got, I think even Junie from freaking Spy Kids was in it as the bully.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, and he gets killed in the woods.
Danny Trejo is in that,
Danny
too.
Danny Trejo
is
in
that.
The movie as, like,
He died, and I thought he was a good character. Why would you kill him off?
I don't know. They seemed like they were having a good relationship.
Jennifer Van Driel says, hey, we have another female listening.
Yeah,
Jennifer.
She actually messaged us, and she gave us some compliments.
Was, yeah.
She actually was like, why don't you guys talk about the sacrament?
Oh, sorry.
During our found footage thing.
Oh,
but,
yeah. Anyway,
but,
she likes
thank you for that message, by the way. It was really nice.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it. She likes the Halloween remake. She said it was awesome. I liked how it kind of gave you the origin story. So she liked the origin story reveal. And I thought aspects of it were cool. I love when he goes from being a small kid, and you see him a couple years later, and he's fucking huge.
Yes.
I thought that was pretty cool.
He's pretty big, yes.
Other than that, I thought it was kind of unnecessary. I don't know.
Yeah, and in that aspect too, if you like wanted to see him as a child and see what happened, see how he became Michael Myers, I understand it. If you really enjoy that, good on you. I'm glad that people enjoy this movie because there is a pretty good majority of people that actually like the movie.
Remember how we brought up how bad Hills of Ice 2 was?
Yes.
Remember Halloween 2?
Oh my
Rob
God.
Zombie's second Halloween movie.
I couldn't
even Wesley Chapman, who says, I will second the notion that Rob Zombie's Halloween remake was good,
yeah.
but it's really unfortunate that its H2 was just awful and resulted
oh
in
goodness.
Halting Halloween's rebirth.
Yeah, I couldn't even finish that one. And poor Michael, who played Dr. Loomis? Michael, is it McDermott? No, not McDermott. It's Michael something. He granted, he was a really good Dr. Loomis, but I mean, just like, great casting, wrong movie. Really was. And that second one was awful. Eva Vanis also says that Rob Zombie's Halloween was awful.
Malcolm McDowell.
There you go. Yes. Great actor, especially for that movie. So, but yeah. Not a fan of that one.
Let's get back to ones that we like. How about that?
Yeah,
you want to do that?
We'll talk a lot about some good ones, and then we'll throw some shitty ones.
You brought up a movie that I never saw, but you did. So I'm going to do the same to you. The Fright Night remake.
Oh, yeah.
Which was actually a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. Yeah, I know there's some comments on there. Look for it.
Okay.
Have you seen the original?
No.
It's completely different. This one felt more funnier to me. I don't know. Colin Farrell was fantastic in the movie.
I would imagine. Yeah.
Anton Yelchin, that's how you pronounce his name, right? He was great. I thought the whole relationship between him and his mom was great. This one, they actually treat the characters with a lot of respect.
Oh, cool.
McLovin, not so much.
Yeah, I remember seeing him in the trailer.
There was a little bit of that, and I was like, I'm not really agreeing with, you know, his portrayal here. But overall, I really liked the Fright Night remake. It was a lot of fun. It kind of bombed, unfortunately, when it came out. But, yeah it's an underrated one right there.
Went under the radar.
Yeah.
You said that there was somebody that commented?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Alan Michael Cumbus,
hey,
a usual commenter, says, what's the best 21st century horror remake? My personal favorite is Fright Night.
Yeah.
Love the original. Remake is solid. Yeah, that's good.
Cool.
Yeah. Glad other people liked it. I definitely need to check it out. And it's vampires, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like a vampire next
Colin
door.
Colin Farrell's a vampire, yeah.
Okay, cool. Remember that movie, My Mom's Got a Date with a Vampire?
Wait, what? That was a movie?
Yeah. Did you ever watch Disney original movies?
No.
What?
I watched, like, remember Motocross or Supercross, whatever it was?
Poof Point? Motocross?
I watched Motocross. That was a good one.
Under Wraps?
No.
What?
I watched Nickelodeon. I didn't watch Disney.
I watched both.
Okay.
Sorry. I watched Cat Dog and Angry Monsters. Okay, not Angry Monsters.
Ah, Real Monsters.
Ah, Real Monsters.
That was the other one.
And Angry Beavers.
We got to do a show dedicated to that one.
Oh,
I love that show.
We can talk about some of those classic.
Oh, man.
Scary ass TV shows and
stuff.
You guys
watch All Real Monsters? That was a shit back.
That movie scared the shit out of me.
It's a
it
show.
Really did.
Anyway.
Let's see. I want to get into a stinker. Hold on. Nightmare on Elm Street was really bland, says Casey Kelderman.
I forget who I was talking to about that, but someone said they really, really liked it and they were trying to defend it, and I just, the entire time I was thinking, no!
I remember I was.
What are you talking about?
This movie came out in 2010, I believe.
Yeah, I think so.
I was still playing baseball at the time, and so one of the dudes had seen it the night before, and I was talking to him about it, and he says, "No, yeah, I really enjoyed it." I was like, "Are you a fan of the original ones?" He's like, "No, I've never seen it."
Maybe that's why.
Yeah. And then when I did see it, I didn't see it in theaters. I really refused in watching it just because this was the time when, like, every slasher monster movie was being remade. Mm-hmm. He had Friday the 13th, Halloween, Nightmare, like all the big three, like,
Texas,
you know,
Chainsaw,
all of them were being remade, and I just didn't want to see it. It didn't look interesting. So I finally saw it, and just like, you had it there. You had the style there. It's just everything in between just doesn't work.
And I love Jackie Earle Haley. He's one of my favorite actors working today.
I couldn't see anybody else playing that role.
I just,
obviously, besides
everything
Robert.
Else around that movie was just so bad, dude.
No, and his portrayal of Freddy Krueger, he mumbles the entire movie. It's nothing scary. He's like, what do you want me to see?
And I totally get the fact that they don't want to descend into the jokiness territory too much. Like, as the Nightmare on Elm Street series went on, it kind of got more
funny
and campy.
Yeah.
But the original, the first few were actually really legitimately terrifying.
He had some quick lines in there. Yeah. He had some good one-liners in there.
Yeah.
But it was that cocky sort of, I'm still going to kill you, but I'm going to joke about it a little bit here. Whereas in this one, I don't know, like he sort of jokes, but they did take it a little more serious, which is fine because the original Nightmare on Elm Street is a terrifying movie, and it was very serious.
One of my favorites.
But He just didn't have that personality of Freddy Krueger, you know. And the human characters, you've got Ruby from Supernatural, and she's also from Arrow. I forget the main chick's name. Rooney Mara.
Yeah,
Rooney Mara was in it.
She's
too.
Actually gone on record like not being proud of this movie.
I wouldn't.
She's
be
like,
either.
I had to do it for cash, guys.
I'm
I think
sure
it's something like that. Like
that's what a lot of big stars do. I mean, they start off in horror films. A lot of actors
that's how
start
you get
off
your name
in horror
out
films.
There.
And, you know, why not? I mean, if you and I were to start acting today and we got offered a horror film,
we
would probably do it.
Yeah, it'd be fun.
You're not just for money, but, I mean, it's a job, you know? It's just what you got to take. Then she goes off to do Girl with the Dragon Tattoo. She's like, I don't have to do this kind of bullshit
I gotta do
anymore.
This shit.
So, human characters aren't that interesting. Great cast. Setup was fine. Style is all there.
That's another thing where they go into the origin story, though. You know what I mean?
That's what they're trying to do with a lot of these remakes. Even with the
not necessary.
We can talk about the Friday the 13th remake too.
Yeah, let's do that right
just
now.
Just destroying the essence of Jason Voorhees. Well, first of all, if you don't know that Jason Voorhees isn't actually the killer in the original film, you're living under a rock because obviously you didn't. But what they did, what I thought was interesting in this one, this was essentially a remake of the first three Friday the 13ths.
Yeah.
Because the first Friday the 13th, there's no Jason Voorhees. Mm-hmm. It's the mother who's the killer.
Yep.
Second movie, Jason Voorhees is the killer, but he doesn't have his hockey mask yet. He mm-hmm. just has a bag over his head. And then finally, he gets the hockey mask in Friday the 13th 3. I'm a horror fan.
How that series,
I kind of know these things.
That's interesting
but,
how
yeah,
it just
they
evolved
kind
like
of
that.
Wrap up the first two movies in the first 15 minutes,
yeah.
which is fine. It's okay. You know,
again,
they're
make
doing
it your own.
And
okay.
make it their own, doing something different. But what really killed it for me, and I think I saw someone in the Facebook comments that said this too, is ruining the character of Jason Voorhees. Mm-hmm. He kidnaps a girl because he thinks it reminds him of his mother. Like,
that's not Jason.
That's
not that is not
Jason Voorhees.
He would chop her freaking head off.
He would kill. And what was a big cop out with that too? I remember seeing the trailers and seeing him come at the girl with this big ass machete, and he swings down at her as if he's gonna stab her right in the head. And then it cuts to the main title, Friday the 13th. I remember seeing that in the trailer, and then when I see it in the movie, I was like, oh, he's gonna destroy her. And then it cuts to black, and you find out later he doesn't stab her. He doesn't do anything. What did he do to her? Stop mid right in front of
that's
her.
That's a lot of momentum. You got to stop right there.
Yeah.
That's
he's
impressive
like, oh,
forearm strength.
You're kind of my mother. I'm going to throw you under a barrel and have Sam from Supernatural come look for me.
Sam from Supernatural.
Like, I love that actor, too, because of Supernatural. Again, no, I tried justifying the cast in this movie. It's not a good cast.
No, it's bad.
It was produced by Michael Bay, like most of these horror films, horror remakes are. And it had that douchebag from the first Transformers. He was mm-hmm. like the jock. You had the stoner dude who was played by Ronnie from freaking Disturbia.
There was the
Asian dude.
Oh, that's from, he was also from 21, right? The Asian guy?
Yeah. You're right.
Anime, yeah.
Just a typical bullcrap cast. Mm-hmm. And look, it's a Friday the 13th movie. I'm not going to be looking to get invested in the characters. Even in the first Friday the 13th, you don't really care for the characters that much.
Yeah.
It's more behind the mystery of who the hell this killer is. And that was the whole beautiful thing about Friday the 13th. And so when you do a remake of it, you have Jason at the center, and you got to try to make it fun for the audience because these are kind of disgusting kids.
Yeah.
That just are going to be killed off one by one. And it was just lack of style. It was bland. There was just no really fun to it at all.
Jeff Fardew also agrees Friday the 13th is terrible, by the way. He included that in his parentheses thing. But you go back to the Michael Bay thing, it's frustrating because you think that
great
of all
boob
the horror
scene.
Movies.
I'll say that. Great boob scene.
You think
it.
Of all the horror movies associated with Michael Bay, and like they're mostly terrible.
They are.
It started out on a great note. Mm-hmm. With Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Yes,
the
but,
2003
real quick,
one.
But real quick, we'll go on to that real quick. We have one person who actually did enjoy the Friday the 13th remake, which mm-hmm. Mladen Kulik. He said, Friday the 13th, 2009 was a good remake, mostly because it was creative and it didn't repeat every scene from the original like most remakes do. That I will
Fair
agree
enough.
With. That I will agree with, that they didn't do a copycat remake, which is fine. Make it, like we've said plenty of times on this episode, make it your own. It's just everything
did
kind
it
of
actually
in between.
Scare you, though, man? Mladen, is that his name?
Mladen.
Did that actually scare you, though?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or did you just kind of just be like, oh, that's cool? Or, you know, did
I, you know
what I'm
saying? It could be, it doesn't have to be scary.
I'm
it's just a fun horror film,
yeah.
You know, but it's just, I just wasn't a fan of it. You know, when you just ruin a character so great like Michael or Jason Voorhees in there, it's just, it kills it for me. It really does.
Fair enough. But let's go back to
yeah,
Texas,
yeah,
Chainsaw,
Texas
Massacre.
Chainsaw Massacre.
This
yeah.
is one of.
This was surprising.
I was just a little kid when this came out, and I saw it
me
on
too.
DVD. It scared the living crap out of me. I thought it was great. It was one of my favorite horror movies for
theaters,
a long time.
I think,
did
I
you
think
really?
2003?
Yeah, I believe that's when it came out.
Yeah, yeah. Jessica Biel, one dude from 24. Oh, what's his name?
Cloverfield.
Oh, the Cloverfield. The dude from the old man, the old drill sergeant.
Oh, yeah. I forget his name, but you see him everywhere. You know
great
who he is.
In this
yeah.
movie. Really, really
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
And it's raw. It's very raw. It's dirty. It actually, you know what? Okay, this is what I'll go with this. Is that they make the characters feel real. Because with Friday the 13th, the characters are all polished up. They don't really get too dirty that much, and at least not until the very end. But Jessica Biel gets destroyed in this. She really, really does. And so do the other characters do. And it doesn't fall. It honors it very well, I would say. The original Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Scott Bryan says, I also enjoyed the Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake with Jessica Biel. It wasn't better than the indie classic, of course.
Of course.
But it told a good story, and it was a lot of fun.
It was.
There we go.
Yes.
I
and
guess that's
Jessica
what it was.
Biel's
I thought this was actually
boobs.
A very good story.
Jessica Biel's boobs.
Her boobs are in this movie?
Yeah, I think so.
I haven't seen this in
they
forever.
They pop up in there somewhere.
Yeah. I like this one. It's very good. It scared me a lot back in the day.
Yeah,
it's
especially the there's that iconic scene where he slides the door open and he hits him with a sledgehammer.
Oh,
That scene. The sound effect of that when you hear the actual hammer hit him in the back of the head. It's just brutal.
Remember the part where they have him hanging up and like on the hooks?
The chains, yeah. And the chains, then he chainsaws him in half. The movie's brutal. It's pretty brutal. And I remember seeing how it starts off. It kind of starts off found footage with the cop.
That's good.
I thought it was really real.
I was right there with you. I thought it was totally real.
I think a lot of people did for the longest time. And I remember telling people when I saw the movie, they were like, oh my God, do you think that's real? I was like, no, it's real. I looked it up.
Yeah.
I didn't look it up. I'm just telling them.
I used Google.
Yeah. I used, what was it back then? I used Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves.
this is 2013. I used Ask Jeeves.
I forgot Ask Jeeves.
And that was it. That was Ask Jeeves.
Jeeves.
Oh, okay. I want to destroy another one here.
You ready to dig a shit on one, buddy?
I haven't seen the original because it was black and white. It came out like in the 40s or 50s. House of Wax. Paris Hilton.
Mm-mm.
What the fuck is she doing?
When the tagline for your movie is "Watch Paris Die," you're really not gonna get a good story out of this. You know?
And same thing. I mean, it had Sam from Supernatural, which I'm a fan of. It had Chad Michael Murray, which to his credit wasn't terrible.
Yeah,
but. Just this thing was all over the place.
I found nothing scary about
nothing scary. Very typical. Don't care for any of these characters.
And they tried to add a story to it by going to the killer's backstory with the brothers. It just didn't do it for me, man. I don't know. Ugh.
I like the setup of this town being run by these two madmen.
Yeah,
but other than that, there's really nothing going for this movie. Why? It's just. For the money, man. That's all the only reason why.
It's just like flipping off your audience. You're going to pay really to see this shit anyway. Go for it. That also irritates the shit out of me.
I will say the best thing about this movie is if you are a Supernatural fan, because there's an episode where Paris Hilton is actually in Supernatural with the same actor from Supernatural, and they poke fun at the movie a little bit, which is pretty funny.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Let's go to some good ones now. Let's talk about some great ones.
Let's talk about some foreign remakes.
Okay.
You want to talk about that real quick?
Sure.
Stuff like The Ring, The Grudge.
Ring, Grudge? Okay.
You know, we'll briefly go over those because I like those a lot.
A lot of people are really scared of those movies.
Yeah.
The Grudge in particular.
Yeah.
Especially The Ring. And, you know, even like someone like Christian Harloff, who's not a fan of horror films, I think he really loved The Ring.
Were you not crazy about The Ring?
I wasn't. I really
wasn't.
Yeah,
really?
It didn't. I don't know.
I thought it was great.
It's a good movie. I enjoy it, but I just don't think it's scary.
All right, fair enough.
I really don't. It's a great concept. You know, you die in 7 days after you see this videotape. You know, how the hell are you going to stop it? And then you try to go and stop it.
Speaking of remakes, there's a new one coming out this year for that.
Rings, right?
Yeah, Rings.
Yeah. We'll talk about that a little bit. I haven't seen the original one, Ringu.
Ringo!
Go get me a beer. He's just looking at me.
Come on, dog.
But yeah, I would say I prefer The Ring over The Grudge because I'm just
The Ring's a better movie. The Grudge,
I would say.
The Grudge has some great moments in that movie.
It does,
the remake.
Yes. Do you ever see any of the original ones?
I saw the original, the Japanese Grudge,
yeah.
The Ju-on or whatever Ju-on, it is. Yeah,
yes,
I love that one.
That's pretty cool.
Anyway, another foreign one, real quick. Let Me In, is a remake of Let the Right One In.
Yeah,
I love Let Me In.
Matt Reeves.
Yeah, Matt Reeves did that. I thought it. That's pretty much, okay, going back, it's pretty much a carbon copy of the original one, which we've said before is bad, but for some reason this one works. I don't know what it is, if it's the performances or just the tone, something really about the remake really worked for me.
I don't remember much about the original one, although, you know, I did enjoy it, but yeah, I thought the performances were a lot better, and this is Chloe Grace Moretz too, right?
Yep.
This is back in her, I preferred her as a younger actress, which, you know, don't make that sound as weird as it sounds, even though I'm bringing it up. I thought she, you know, now it's like I don't
care
for her
anymore. She's a great child actress.
She really was. And now, like, you know, when you get the Carrie remake, it just wasn't scary, you know? But her, I don't know, something about her being a little girl, it was really funny and scary. You know, funny as in, like, say, like, Kick-Ass, and then scary as in
Let Me In. Yeah,
so,
for sure.
Yes.
I like that one a lot.
Anyway. Let's see. If you want to go another foreign one. I think this is a foreign film originally, but I haven't seen this remake, which is I Spit on Your Grave.
I haven't seen
I've
it
heard
either.
So many things about this.
Yeah,
Jennifer Van Driel again brings it up.
Commented on it.
She said the brutal attack on the main character could have been shorter, but she gets her revenge on assailants. It's pretty great. That's
cool.
What I've heard. I've heard it is a really disturbing movie. I think like the main girl, she gets raped and kind of all these different things.
Really?
Really bad stuff happens to her, but I hear she gets her revenge pretty well.
Okay.
I think that's maybe why I've been kind of avoiding it, maybe just because I'm kind of scared to see what the hell happens. Like, I won't watch Antichrist because I'm fucking terrified of...
Really?
I heard of one thing that happens, and I don't want to see that. Lars von Trier just scares the hell out
of
me.
He's an interesting fellow, that guy. Anyway.
Yes, he is.
I'll give you one they can shit on for a little bit. You ever seen The Wolfman, the remake with Benicio del Toro?
I won't.
They tried. They tried with that movie. They poured a lot of money into that thing. It's not good.
I won't shit on it because they did try.
Yeah.
Like... Again, all the elements were there. Just
the special effects are great.
Bland. Yeah. Just boring. I just didn't care.
Yeah.
Great cast. Benicio del Toro, Anthony Hopkins. A really, really
Emily
stellar
Blunt.
Cast. Emily Blunt. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was very young.
Hugo Weaving. It is a great cast.
Yeah,
that
that's right. Hugo Weaving.
It's just
I
the
didn't
story.
Get that ending, too. Was he a wolf at
I think,
the end?
I think that's what
know?
They're insinuating, is that he
know.
Got bit and he's going to be a wolf.
Yeah, the transformation scene
spoiler,
is awesome.
Spoiler, by the way, sorry.
But
it, you
that's
Wolfman.
Really all that movie has for it, you know?
That movie got delayed. I was looking forward to that for so much,
yeah,
you know, and it just turned out to not be interesting at all.
That was like the closest we would ever get to a great remake of a classic monster.
Mm-hmm.
You know we've got that Frankenstein movie coming out later, but I don't know how true to that is that's going to be to the original.
Probably not much.
Not much, right?
Yeah.
And then we
interesting take
Untold
on it though.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
You know,
Dracula Untold. Forgot about
that. Not a remake, but just probably not a good movie.
You ever seen Prom Night?
Oh,
woo!
Wow, this is a terrible movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of shitty
good
remakes.
Brittany
out there.
Snow. That was just
Brittany Snow. Man, what the hell happened?
This is the definition of just. Terrible characters. I know we keep bringing up the same points here, guys, but that movie is just the epitome
that
of everything wrong with horror
movies
today. Ugh.
Oh,
let's
man.
Not talk about that.
No,
one.
That's a bad
one. I already took my dump on that.
Let's kind of go.
It's
up,
time to wipe.
Let's go up on a rant here. A couple of shitty ones. Prom Night's a good one. Black Christmas is pretty goddamn shitty.
Oh, forgot about Black Christmas.
There's actually some pretty brutal death scenes, but the original one's really fucking cool.
Yeah.
I really like the original one a lot. When a Stranger Calls.
Oh,
that's a shitty one too. And you know what's sad about that one? I saw that in theaters and I got scared.
I think I remember you telling me that.
Just I don't know. It was the scene where he's like. It's the whole thing of being in a movie theater when it's a horror film and you're with everyone.
Mm-hmm.
It's just scary. It's just when everyone's screaming, it elevates the experience of the whole movie in general. So yeah, it kind of creeped me out a little bit when he's just up there in the rafters and he turns his head. He's in the shadows. Whatever. I screamed a little bit.
All right, fair enough.
The fog.
Oh, I didn't want to bring up the fog.
I just watched this recently. I'm like, this couldn't have been that bad. Fuck no, it's terrible.
It's pretty bad.
You got the kid from Smallville. You've got what's her name from Lost 2, Shannon from Lost,
Maggie Grace,
the worst actress I've ever seen.
Good God.
Just doesn't do nothing for you.
Okay.
Nothing.
I got one.
Yeah.
Now, this is actually one of my favorite movies, just because how bad it is.
Okay, hold on. I'm going to try to guess it.
About it. Come on.
Rocky Horror Picture Show.
No.
It wasn't a remake. What is it? Oh, Think About It?
It's got, I can't say the name, the main star, because it'll give it away.
Give me another star.
Many quarter, there's no one else in this thing. I think, James Franco has a cameo at the end for some reason.
Go ahead.
Wicker Man.
Wicker Man?
The Wicker Man, Nicolas Cage.
That's one of your favorites?
I love this movie, it's so bad.
Really? Oh, okay.
It's an utter piece of shit.
Oh, okay, James Franco's in it though?
I'm pretty sure he has a cameo at the end.
I don't think I've ever
seen
it, actually.
Oh, really?
No, I've just seen
it. You have to watch
all those like really great Nicolas Cage, like some people on YouTube
You've
just
seen
put
the clips
together
from
the
movie?
I've seen the clips together, I put it together,
then
he gets in a bear suit, he punches people, he dies in
What's
the
What's in
end.
The bag? A shark or something? It's like, there's so many great lines in
the bees!
Not the bees! You bitches!
Just so bad.
Killer Bee won't bring your goddamn
honey.
It's
like The Room, you know, like I don't want to see The Room. I don't want to see The Wicker Man.
Wait, you haven't seen The Room?
No, I don't want to fucking see that movie.
No, that one, there's not enough YouTube clips that you can watch for that. You have to see that thing in its entirety.
I don't want to. I understand that it's like the all-time greatest shitty movie of all time.
It's great. Watch that with a group of friends. It's fun.
Yeah, maybe when I'm doing heroin in the bathroom.
Okay, fine.
Like
anyway, you go. What's up?
Let me see. The Last House on the Left wasn't good either. Have you seen the original for that?
No, but I hated
it's pretty brutal. Young Aaron Paul is in that movie, too, in the remake. That wasn't good. Ugh. Oh, okay. I'll bring up a really good one that you like this one, too. The Crazies.
Oh, yeah. That's like my last good one I have on my list.
Yeah. I love The Crazies.
Love this movie so much.
Very centered, very isolated, you know, not too big of like an epic sort of film. It takes that epic concept and it brings it down to a small group of people.
I just love the concept of a small town.
Yes.
Going fucking crazy.
Going absolutely crazy.
Tearing each other apart. Government having to come in and stop it. I just love everything about this movie.
Yeah.
Great performances.
Timothy Olyphant.
When's
the last time you've seen it?
Maybe like a year or two ago.
Oh, okay. Because I saw it recently and it
doesn't hold up.
Doesn't hold up really that well.
I don't know.
It's
man.
A little corny at times.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I definitely.
It's not great. It's a fun movie for
it
me.
It is, yeah.
Look, the nuke blows up the town and they fly off in a truck or whatever, you know. Yeah, spoiler again, sorry. But I love
Crazies. I definitely enjoyed this one. Mm-hmm. A lot more than the original one. I remember before I saw the remake, I wanted to treat myself to actually watch the original one by George A. Romero.
Original one's not that
good. Because he's one of my favorite directors, and it's not
that good. Original's not that great.
No, it's not that good. Mm-hmm. It's pretty similar as to what happens. You know, it does the justice to the original film, if that makes any – if it does anything, because the original's the one not really that good. But yeah, plus I just love Timothy Olyphant.
Remember the car wash scene?
It's a little
kind of... No, you don't like it? Oh, I love it, dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's campy enough to where I just enjoy it. I don't know. I just love the Crazies. It's one of my favorite remakes.
I love that line, too, when he actually says it, the Crazies. He's like, the Crazies are fucking it. Yeah. Like, they're fucking it up. I think that's really cool. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's a good one. Do you have any more on your mind?
That's all... I've said all the ones I really, really like. I have a couple more crappy ones. Obviously, the Psycho remake.
Oh, man. No. We talked about this last week about just horror films in general and what worked at the time. That movie worked at the time because we hadn't seen anything like that before. And to remake it is a sin in itself, obviously, because it's such a classic. But if you're going to remake it, do something different. Mm. Don't make it a literal shot-for-shot remake. That movie is completely identical to the original movie. Yeah. And it's Gus Van Sant, right?
Yeah, remarkably.
Who's a great director. But when you add the stair scene with William H. Macy the exact same way, it doesn't work today. You know? Mm-mm. When you see it back then, you look at it as like, oh, okay, I can see why they did this because it's the times. But when you see it nowadays, if I saw someone falling down the stairs, say, like in Scream, I would have walked out the fucking theater and said, this is fucking stupid. That was the cheesiest thing I've ever seen. But it worked at the time, and it doesn't work now. Not a good movie. And you had Vince Vaughn.
Yeah, but see, Vince Vaughn, love the
Patrick
guy.
Patrick Bateman, sorry.
Wrong movie, buddy.
Norman Bates. Jesus
there
Christ.
You go. Patrick Bateman.
Patrick Bateman. I always get the two mixed up. I used to think American Psycho was like a sub.
It's an understandable misconception. Okay. Anyway, love Vince Vaughn. Not right for that part.
One thing, I didn't want to talk about this too much because we've talked about it so many times, but I couldn't go without talking about John Carpenter's The Thing. You know, this is my all time favorite movie.
The fascinating thing
film,
about this is. When you think about this, you don't even think the fact that it's a remake.
This
is
really
doing a remake the absolute perfect way possible.
I'll
make them forget about the original.
I'll go as far as saying it's the greatest remake of all time.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah.
People say Scarface is the greatest remake, but at least for a horror film, this is definitely the best one. And for me, in my personal opinion, it's the best one. Because the original one's just way different. It's really not that similar. And talk about doing your own thing. But a lot of people brought up The Thing. Eva Vanessa says, I think the remake is the best horror remake ever. I agree with you. Fist bump on that one. Billy Storl says, John Carpenter's The Thing should be held up as a quintessential remake done right. There you go. That's a great word. Quintessential, Cody. Write that one down.
Quintessential. Thank you for that. Whatever.
Whatever.
I found another comment. It's literally the exact same one that you just read. So I was like,
Jesus,
never mind.
Man.
Sorry.
Come on.
I'm just trying.
Come on.
Come on. Oh, well.
Let me see. You guys, so many people commented on. Let me see. Boots and cats.
Igor Urbanski says one of his favorite horror remakes is The Thing. Just pointing that out.
Yes. Good.
I'm just going through everyone's comments here.
Yes, you are. You better be. Mm-hmm. We went through a lot of really great comments. Let's go through some random ones. We talked about The Fly. Ashley Harden says, recently I watched The Fly, the 1986 version, and it's great horror. The practical effects are amazing. The movie grossed the hell out of me, but I couldn't look away. And to me, that's a great sign of a horror movie.
Did you watch The Blob?
Yeah, I like The Blob.
You know, I've never seen the remake. I've seen the original one from the 50s.
I remember you telling me that. I haven't seen
the original one's great.
Yeah.
For like its time. It's
first
just,
time, I'm sure.
Yeah, it's really cool.
Stop motion animation, I'm sure. Yeah, Even the remake was stop motion, too.
Was it really?
It looks incredible. And if they did it today, it would obviously be Andy Serkis doing stop
motion. That'd be pretty incredible.
That would be funny. That would be really funny. I really enjoy The Blob remake as well. I remember that was one of the first ones. That was like right, I think, around the time when I was starting to not be afraid of horror films that much.
Because
I remember I looked into a magazine.
It's a key transition in life.
Yes. I remember looking at a magazine that was showcasing a lot of horror films, and The Blob was in it. And the only picture that they had in it was when the dude was reaching his hand into the sink.
Ugh.
And it was a shot of the blob actually like on his face about to drag him in and actually seeing it. And that movie has balls, dude. They killed a kid. They killed a kid in the sewers, and I just thought that was awesome because that kid was a little prick.
You're watching annoying kids die.
I like seeing like little shitheads being killed in
but
movies.
Not dogs. You can't have dogs die.
No,
of course
no.
not.
I
no,
would
never.
Rather have an asshole little kid get his face melted off than
maybe
a dog.
Maybe it's because
a
like
dog dies in this movie too.
Like you'll never
too.
See the dog be an asshole. You know what I mean? In a
yeah.
movie. It's always a sympathetic
yeah.
dog character.
Unless
you know?
The dog is like picking on the main character and he says, yeah,
that?
Geek.
He's like biting him. Ah.
Yeah.
Piece of shit.
Or yeah, if it was like hey, that, this is the, that would be the setup. Is like the main bully, the asshole that you all want to die, has
yeah.
a stupid pit bull, and the pit bull, like you know, like cartoons when like there's asshole dogs that smile and start
yeah.
toddling off a little bit.
Uh-huh.
Then that's when I would like to see a dog. But even then, it's
even
like,
then, it's
oh,
still
don't,
not
don't
right.
Kill the dog.
Yeah,
don't
kill it.
Don't kill
it. God, man. Oh yeah. Well. You ever seen The Hitcher, the remake?
Yeah,
let's not talk
yeah,
about it then.
Yeah,
how about The Omen, the remake?
You know, that's not too bad. I didn't mind it.
It goes back to the
it.
Wolfman thing where it was just boring for me.
Yeah.
I just it didn't do much.
It had some
you know?
Moments for me at least.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought the acting was great. It had
yeah.
I Liv fucking Sabretooth.
Liv Schreiber?
I didn't want to say his name again.
It's all right. Liv Sabretooth.
But yeah, and I thought the kid was great as well. I thought the family dynamic between them all and the dad trying to figure out what the hell his kid is all about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I thought it was I didn't think it was too bad.
All right.
Oh, The Haunting.
Oh, oh god.
Yeah. Good old Owen
old
Wilson,
Wilson
getting
man.
His head chopped off.
Ugh.
Liam Hemsworth. Look, great premise.
No, Liam Neeson, isn't that?
Did
no.
I say Hemsworth?
You said Hemsworth.
Yeah, it's getting haunted.
See what's on your mind.
Yeah, it's haunting. I'm getting haunted right
it's
now.
Okay.
But yeah, that's a shitty one, too.
We don't want to talk about that anymore.
Nah.
Oh, well.
Let's see.
We're kind of scraping the bottom of the barrel here with the
yeah.
grabby ones, guys.
Amityville Horror.
Oh.
That's not really that great, either. Mary Shelley's Frankenstein.
I like that one,
did
though.
Did you?
Yeah. I thought the actual creation scene of Frankenstein is incredible in that
oh,
movie.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, well. The creation
ooh.
Of the monster, I should say.
Night of the Living Dead remake is not good at all, either, with Tony Todd.
Mm.
Oh, it's that just breaks my fucking heart. There's so many remakes, reboots, and like sub-reboots of the Night of the Living Dead series. There was one Day of the Dead remake with Nick Cannon. Jesus Christ, dude.
I forgot about
Jesus
that. I never saw
Christ.
It. Never
and Vic Rames was in it, too. I'm like, what are you doing? What are you
some
doing?
Some people just need a paycheck, man.
13 Ghosts was a remake?
Yes, I want to say.
No,
you know about the new one, the 2001 13? Or whatever when it came out? Or?
Yeah, with
yeah,
Matthew
yeah.
Lillard?
Yeah, yeah.
Billy.
Billy.
William Castle's campy 1960 haunted house film. Hmm.
Oh, okay.
Maybe it was. But I'd say we covered a good portion of...
This was fun. We had a good list here.
Yeah.
We tried to get you guys involved as much as possible. As
yeah.
the ones that we're reading, we can find comments to go on to.
Yeah. And yeah. the reason why we wanted to talk about all these remakes, and because that's obviously a big thing that's going on now. Because not just with horror films, but all films in general.
That's true.
There is a really huge lack of creativity. In the world of cinema, and it's really sad. It's daunting because, where the hell is it going to go? Where is it going to end? Is it just going to be continuing to be remakes?
Just recycling
remakes,
the stories
just
with new
recycle
things.
The same thing over and over.
And sometimes it ends up okay, like we said.
It does, yes.
There are a lot of good remakes that we brought up today.
What would you say the last really good horror remake was? Probably The Evil Dead, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I would
yeah,
say that's probably
one.
One of the best ones that we've seen in a while.
Fingers crossed for Poltergeist, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm still very skeptical on it. Sam Rockwell, he picks some really
Rockwell.
Good projects. He
yeah.
really does. But the trailers have not sold me.
Yeah, unfortunately. Oh, well.
Yeah, so I'm going to be hoping for that one. And so, yeah, I think that about covers it, man. It was a pretty good conversation. Sorry if we shit on some movies that you guys liked. Hope
yeah,
you guys...
we know we disagreed with you on some, guys.
Yeah,
sorry
hopefully,
about that.
Hopefully you guys are at least entertained by it, at least. And if you did enjoy some of the ones we shit on, comment on our Facebook page, tweet at us. I'm at Cobster15 on Twitter.
I'm at The Real Cody Hall.
And just let us know what you think about all these horror remakes in general. Some of that we probably left out. I'm sure there was a lot out there, especially foreign films that were remade or anything like that we left out.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to eventually talk about foreign films.
Yeah, we always get at least one comment.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, you got to talk about more foreign films. I know.
I'll be honest. I'm not a huge fan of foreign films in general.
I'm not as well-versed as I should be.
But
yeah.
For you guys,
we'll
I would be willing to binge on a lot of
foreign
horror films and talk about them.
Mm-hmm.
So usually we end off, and I'm going to spring this one on you. Usually we end off the show with Netflix recommendations.
Mm-hmm.
We give you guys suggestions. We did a whole show on Netflix recommendations, so let's take a little break from that.
Okay.
I
have an actual recommendation, a theatrical recommendation.
Oh, what?
Unfriended.
Oh, yeah.
I saw it last week.
I'm a terrible person. I haven't seen it yet.
It's pretty good, dude.
Pretty good?
Like, when you watch the trailers, you're like, okay, can they really sustain that whole concept for a 90-minute movie?
They
do.
Yeah.
The characters are actually pretty fleshed out. some of the scares are not nearly as good as the other ones. For a solid like 15-20 minutes, this kind of turns into a comedy, and it's not really scary anymore, but it makes up for it in the end. Great ending. I love Unfriended. It's pretty cool. So check it out if you can.
I still need to check it out, and I will. But I want to try to do this new segment. If it doesn't work, whatever. So be it. And this,
let us know if it doesn't work.
You guys can totally get involved with this too. I'm going to leave an email site or email for you guys to send some emails. But I don't necessarily have a title for this segment. But for now, I'm going to call it Ghost Stories Scary Stories.
Okay.
Real Scary Stories. Okay. After some of my favorite books that I've ever read.
We're going to call it True Horror.
True
flicks.
Horror. No, true horror. No. We'll think of a title.
Okay,
how about
we'll
you guys? You guys tweet at us and you think of a title.
Something
that
involving actual scary stories that you guys can share with us.
So basically, what I'm going to do, whether me and Cody have personal experiences, we're going to share it and just kind of get spooked by it. I think it'll be a lot of fun. It'll be really, really short. Maybe even we'll tell some creepypasta stories as well. If you're like a fan of Riddick and all that. Reddit.
You are just on fire.
So
today.
I'm going to tell you a creepy story that I don't think I've ever told you about. Have I ever told you about my aunt's imaginary friend named Annie?
No.
This is a good one.
Set the music here. Here we go.
Set some music here. No, I probably won't. So, what I want you guys out there to do is turn off all your lights, get on your covers, get ready for a scary story. I'm just going to tell one, and I'll tell it really quick. So, my aunt, Jennifer, she had an imaginary friend named Annie. This one's called Annie, okay? And, so she was very young. I'd say she was about 3 or 4. She had a younger sister who's my other aunt who was just a baby. And Annie didn't like this baby too much. She didn't. She just wasn't a fan. My Aunt Jennifer would hang around this imaginary friend Annie a lot. My grandma wasn't a big fan of her or anything like that just because Jennifer would be saying, Annie doesn't really like Auntie Denise. Annie doesn't really like Denise. So Denise would be waking up early in the night, be crying. There was one point where Denise had fallen over, and my Aunt Jennifer says Annie pushed her. And so my grandma was getting really concerned about all this, and so they tried finding out where she came from and everything like that. So one day they went to their aunt's house to hang out. They had just moved into this house a couple weeks prior to all this happening. They visited, they had a nice pool, they started talking, and so the owners of this house had said, you know, it's really strange. You know, we found out a story about what happened at this house, that a young girl named Annie drowned in a pool and died here. And so from this, my grandma went to my Aunt Jennifer and said, hey, Jennifer, where did you meet Annie? Where was it? And it was that house by the pool where she first met Annie. And from that, they asked where Annie was, and she said she's gone. She was never heard from again.
Ugh.
I swear to God, this story has been told to me so many times. It gives me chills all the damn time. And every time I see my aunt, I say, hey, how's Annie doing? She's like, shut the fuck up. Don't talk about that.
Oh, my God.
It's so good. So, yeah, I think, you know, kind of stories like that. If you guys have ones,
please, this is going to be great.
You have
to send those in.
Personal stories. It could be ghost stories.
Don't
it could
lie.
Be freaky. Yeah. It could be freaky. If you want to lie, just make it good, at least.
That's true.
If you have some kind of freaky story, like my mom had a run-in with a serial killer one time, that I'll tell that story.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Your family's much more dangerous than mine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I've killed someone. Okay. So what I want you guys to do, whenever you guys finish this, email me at videocopster@gmail.com.
Okay.
Email me your scariest stories, and we will read it off on next week's Horror Flicks. And so every single week, I think it'd be kind of fun to do that. Maybe you'll tell one too if you have any ghost stories in mind.
None that can top that. I'll try.
Or stuff that you've heard of before. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of throwing it up. I know it's not necessarily about horror films, but it's scary and we like being scared. So let's try to scare each other. And maybe we'll have, if you guys want one out there, a whole episode of just telling scary stories.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be fun.
That's
what we'll call it, telling scary stories or something like that. So that about wraps it up for Horror Flicks. I want to thank you guys all for listening. Hope you guys really enjoyed this conversation that we had about remakes, reboots, recalibrations, all those things.
In 3 years, this episode will be remade.
Yes, it will. Mm-hmm. Good job. Hey, high five. Hey, all right.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thank you, guys. Be sure to
keep subscribing and rating and reviewing on our iTunes. You guys have no idea how cool that
yeah,
is.
Yeah, we
to
got
see
the
us.
53 like stars.
Yeah,
like,
thank you guys
extra
for that.
Ratings and comments. And
stuff. Then our Facebook page, obviously, just facebook.com/horrorflix.
Yes, and be sure to like us there. Follow us on Twitter at @cops15.
At the real Cody Hall.
And subscribe to us on the Schmoes Know podcast channel if you haven't done so. Leave a comment below whether you like it or not. I don't care. It doesn't matter to me. As long as you guys are listening and having a good time, it's all good up in here.
Did your light just flicker?
Annie? Yes?